Hey, you're listening to She's Trying to Get By, the podcast about two girls who are quite literally just trying to get by through school and the social pressures that come with being a young adult. We're your hosts. I'm Jaylen.
And I'm Alexis.
And on today's episode, we're going to talk about what it's like growing up being a shy girl.
Yeah.
Because me and you are both in, we're trying to pursue careers mm-hmm. that are heavily involved with networking. And networking as a shy girl can be a struggle.
Very scary.
Can be hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've come a long way, honestly.
I agree we have, honestly. There's been a lot of improvement from both of us, and I'm proud of us.
Me too. I want to know,
mm-hmm.
on a scale of 1 to 10, how shy were you as a kid and then as a teen?
Mm.
And then, like, probably compared to, like, 2 years ago.
I have this one story that lives in my head rent-free. As a kid, I was so, so, so shy. Like, I just didn't like putting myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would, like, my mom would introduce me to her friends and I would hide behind her legs. Like,
oh my God, same.
Yeah, that type of shy. Like, extremely. And then as a teenager, I was shy as well. I think I was kind of getting to a stage where, like, I could speak up for certain things and I would. But for the most part, I was definitely still very timid in most situations. How about you?
Oh my gosh. When I was, like, really young, mm-hmm. I think, like, before preteen, I was, like super, super shy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember meeting people and they thought I was mute.
Really?
My sister's friend, I met her one day, and, like, I spent the whole day with her. I think we went to, like, Wonderland together, and then afterwards, like, when they dropped me home, they were like, "Is your sister mute?" I'm like, oh, no.
No way,
Jaylen. She just said she's just shy.
Oh, my God. You spent the whole day at Wonderland, and you didn't talk.
I thought I was talking enough, but I guess I was, like, super quiet.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, it's weird. In my teens, I had, like, phases where I was outgoing and mm-hmm. social. And I think towards the end of high school, I was going back to, like, my shy ways.
Yeah.
Especially before uni, I was, like, super shy. Before mm-hmm. I even, like, got a job, I was, like, super, super shy.
Yeah.
It was mainly, like, social anxiety, to be honest. Like, it's not even shyness at that point. It's, like, I'm, like, scared of talking to people.
I was going to say, I don't know if it was really shyness or anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I feel like those two could get, like, so intertwined and confused.
Yeah, there's definitely a difference, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that, like, if you are, you can feel the anxiety from
mm-hmm.
being in a social situation where you have to be social.
Yeah. And I also feel like shyness can stem from anxiety.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I feel like,
what I learned, though, I mean, I am still a shy person. Like, I mm-hmm. could not say that I'm outgoing.
Yeah.
Maybe some people in my life would say that. It's like, well, I guess maybe we just, like, clicked from the start. That's mm-hmm. probably why. But generally, like, I'm not an outgoing person. I'd say I'm more introverted. But what did help me, like, get more comfortable talking to people is simply talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just have to put yourself out there. I think getting a job in, like, customer service
yeah.
helped.
Oh, my God. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
Because I was telling you how I was so scared to get a job in the first place
yeah.
because I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to talk to people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that. But talking to people is what's going to help you get over your social anxiety and get over your shyness.
Exactly. I definitely feel like customer service roles have definitely helped me in terms of being able to speak to people, especially people who are older than me. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think One thing that's weird about me is I've always been shy, but I've always been able to speak to people when I have to. Like, I've, you know?
Yeah. I noticed that.
I don't know. So, like, it's, I've just been, like, always in, like, a weird...
like, gray area.
Yeah,
where
gray
it's like,
area.
Oh, I think, yeah, I noticed that Alexis is good at speaking to people, but I think it's you bringing yourself to speak to people in the first place is the hard part for you.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't go out of my way to do it, but if I'm in that situation I have to, then, yeah, I will.
I think I've grown to start being like that, because before, I'd avoid people at all costs.
Yeah.
But now, I'm like, if I have to talk to people, I will, and, like, be the, I guess... in certain situation, be, like, the most outspoken person if I have to. But there's times, especially in school, where I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, I'm like that all the time. Like, I like when people come up and talk to me, but I just can't build up the courage to go and start a conversation with someone. I can't.
Same. Even yesterday, after a lecture, I was, like, with my... no, this was 2 days ago. I was with, like, my two friends, and they, like, met up with, like, a group of people. I made no effort adding into the conversation or, like, introducing myself even. I just didn't want to because I felt shy.
Yeah, that's how I am, too. And I also feel like I have this problem where I'm, like, I don't like to feel unwanted.
So,
if I'm in a group with new people or, like, even if, like, people that I know are doing something and, like, they're talking, sometimes, like, I won't pitch in or I won't, like, assert myself because I feel like... I think I'm... too, in my head, I'm like, wait, do they want to talk to me or, like, do they want me to be here? Like, I don't know. It's just so weird. I don't know why I think like that.
I think shyness definitely comes from being too in your head about how you're going to think the interaction's going to play out or what people think.
Yeah.
You, like, what... others think of you.
Yeah. I think shyness robs you of so many good opportunities because this is my thing. In class, I always have, like, since elementary school, I've always had, like, really good ideas, but I've never said them because I was too, like, shy to raise my hand or say anything.
Yeah.
And even, like, I've realized that this year, this semester, I'd have so many good ideas, but I would just keep them to myself, and then someone would raise their hand and say it, and then the prof would be like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. And I'm like, damn, that could have been me. Like, why can't I just say that? Like, it doesn't take anything for me to say it. But, in my tutorial, when I did start raising my hand and, like, saying things, because it's, like, a very interactive tutorial, like, I felt so good about, like, expressing my ideas to the class. But after, like, why was I shaking?
Oh, my God, those ones.
And now I was like, wait, did I say it right? Like, was that the
right
word?
Those ones.
Like, I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Honestly, I think what outgoing people do, I could be wrong because I'm not an outgoing person.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's, like, when you say something out loud, you don't even, you shouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
But I think shy people or even socially anxious people, they think about
it.
And it runs through their mind over and over and in a loop, like, was I cringe or did I say something like unintelligent, did I say something wrong, did I say it right, am I giving the right impression, what do they think of me, what do they think of my response.
It's like, it's a lot to bear, honestly. It's overbearing sometimes, and you're just like, why can't I just not care? You know,
I mean, I also think being me being shy in situations, I think my perfectionist self comes out, because after I, like, open my mouth, I'm like, did I say that right?
Yes.
Or, like, did I come off a certain way?
Me too. I'm like that as well.
I think it's, like, a perfectionist thing where it's, like, you want to appear or, like, you want to make a good first impression.
Yeah. I think that... in a way, I don't like that in a way, even though it's so true and it does happen, like, to me and you.
Yeah.
I wish I could just be, like, okay with, like, well, I am okay with myself. But, like, I wish I could be okay with, like, showing people just, like, the true authentic me without having to question it. Like, okay, if I said that wrong, who cares? Like, okay, if I came off this way, who cares? This is me. If they're going to like me, they're going to like me. If they're not, they're not. Like, you know, the world's still going to go around. Like, every day. Like, you know, don't put that in there. The world's going to go around every day. That sounds crazy.
Wait, but it is, though. I say keep it in.
Fine. Fine. No, but yeah. One thing about being shy is that in terms of the creative industries and networking,
yeah,
is that you're always forced to, like, step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to do, but once you do it, the opportunities that are accessible to you are endless.
Yeah. You see, I think about it. I'm like, think about in the long run. Mm-hmm. Like, if I just step out of my comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
step away from my shyness or yeah. overcome it, like, it will definitely benefit me.
Yeah.
I also did that in high school. Like, even though I was, like, so shy and I still had so much social anxiety,
mm-hmm.
I still pursued performance art. Like, yeah. I still did, like, theater. I still sang in front of the school, in front mm-hmm. of my class, because that's my passion.
Yeah.
But it's like, honestly, I need to put myself out there if I mm-hmm. want to enjoy, if I want to pursue what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And same goes for, like, I guess, pursuing our careers
mm-hmm.
and what we want. You know, step out of that comfort zone and pursue your passion, pursue what you want.
Yeah.
Even if it's going to be uncomfortable or, like, really, it's going to make you tense.
Yeah. I went to a church service, like, a few weeks ago, and he actually said, he was like, you're never going to grow in your comfort zone. He said, there's no growth in your comfort zone, and that's actually, like, stuck with me. Because it's so true. Like, you have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations to grow, and, like, overcoming your shyness and speaking to people and showing your gifts, even if it's, like, the hardest thing that you can do,
mm-hmm.
it's, like, gonna take you so far in life, and it's gonna excel your future and your career path.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to this guy actually at my job. He came in, he was asking me, like, if I'm a student, what I do, what I want to do. And he was, like, a mortgage broker or something like that, or mortgage something, I don't remember the name. And he was like, oh, like, if you want to be, like, go into real estate one day, like, he's like, you have to learn how to network. And I was like, uh-huh. I know, sir, I'm working on it. And, like, I think he was trying to, like, push me to network with him, but I just didn't know what to say, right?
Yeah.
And I was just, like, shy. And then at the same time, I was, like, I was in my head. I was like, wait, does he want me to ask that question? Is it too intrusive? Like, is,
yeah.
you know? And then he ended up saying, okay, you know what? Like, here's this real estate agent. I know her. She's a good friend of mine. I'm writing down her number. I'm going to tell her you're going to call her. But he was like, but make sure, like take this as a lesson. Like, you have to learn how to network and stuff like that. But I was like, damn. Like,
but he already gave you, like, the first step.
He already gave me the first step. And sometimes that's what you need. You just need someone to, like, encourage you and push you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I do want to add that, like, if you're, like, super shy already.
Mm-hmm.
It takes baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm still working on it, for sure.
Of course.
I think I've grown so much in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Especially during the pandemic, that, like, increased my social anxiety. Like, anytime I went out and spoke to a person,
mm-hmm.
it freaked me out. I couldn't even talk to people.
I know.
But then when I got, like, kind of used to talking to people by, like, getting a job and working and, like, having to talk to strangers and interact with them every day,
mm-hmm.
that, like, helped me be more comfortable with talking to people.
Yeah. No, JJ has improved so much. I've seen it over the years, honestly. I'm so, so, so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
Honestly.
But you too. Like, when I first met Alexis, mm-hmm. she was, like, super shy.
Yeah.
But, like, she... You speak with your chest. You speak so, like, in a way, like, business-like, that's, like, powerful, mm-hmm. you know?
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy that you see that, because I don't see that about myself.
I do.
So it's so crazy to, like, see someone else's perspective, because I feel like when we're so critical, like, of ourselves, mm-hmm. that, like, we think that, oh, like, we often talk down on ourselves. Yeah. So to hear you say that, I'm like, whoa, really?
Yes.
Like, really, JJ? That's so crazy. Oh, my gosh. That made me feel really good. Thank you.
Of course.
No, but I have a question.
Yeah.
What do you think shyness has robbed you of in the past few years, I'd say?
Probably. Definitely, like, the past 2 years, mm-hmm. I feel like I would have, like, shined more. mm-hmm. But who knows? Maybe not. But, like, at least, you know, even if I didn't, mm-hmm. I still tried it out. And that's yeah. what, that's still experience in my book. Yeah. Like,
that's good. That's good.
What about yeah. you?
I'm thinking of, like, my earlier years in, like, dance. I think shyness definitely robbed me of, like what you said too, like shining. Like,
yeah.
I would often, like, I don't want to say dumb myself down, but, like, I would often, like, show a lesser version of myself to not be seen. If that yeah. makes sense. So, like, in terms of dance, it was more like, I didn't want to do my routine, like, so well because I was scared that, like, to get picked to do it in front of everyone. So, yeah. you know, or I would stand at the back of the class in a corner.
Yeah.
You know, even though I knew yeah. I could do it and I was capable, I just did not want to be seen. And yeah. then I think it was also, like, the criticism that came with it because, like, I don't know, like, you know, like, when you're in your craft, there's always people who are like, oh, why did they call her? Or, oh, why is she here? Yeah. Like, you know? And I didn't like that. So Same. I would try to avoid that at all
costs. So toxic, honestly.
Toxic.
Any, like, I noticed that in any art mm-hmm. field or performance art fields, yeah. like, it's so competitive and cutthroat.
Yeah.
Like, that also made me just, like, super anxious.
Yeah.
Like, pursuing my passion because of my competitors, the people around me.
Yeah. It's just like, why can't we all win?
Yeah.
Like, who cares if I'm in front? Work harder. I should be an example for you to work harder.
Exactly.
Like, you know, that was me. Like, when girls were in the front, I was like, okay, what is she doing that I'm not? I gotta yeah. get there. I don't know. But not everyone thinks like that, I guess.
And you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Just be. Some people are just, like, super, like, they're just crafted so yeah. like they're just so talented from the start. Mm-hmm. Something about it, like, they're just blessed to be super talented, and maybe yeah. you can't reach that point, but still, you're still talented in your own special way.
Exactly. Hard work beats talent.
Okay, true. Well,
yeah, it's true, but I forget how the real quote goes, but it's something along those
something
lines.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so
to sum up, mm-hmm. If you want to step out of your shyness mm-hmm. or social anxiety, it's, I know it's hard, but start talking to people. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, like, literally you go out and, like, chat up the first people, mm-hmm. first few people you see. Mm-hmm. You may do that, but, like, it's hard. That's why I said baby steps.
Yeah, honestly, what advice do I have?
You gotta try. Yeah. At first. Like, you really gotta try.
Yeah.
And put yourself out there. I know it can be uncomfortable. It can make you tense. Mm-hmm. But, like, how else will you step out of your comfort zone?
Exactly. And don't let your shyness stop you from speaking up for yourself.
Yeah, yes.
That's a big thing. Because you don't want to be taken advantage of for your whole life. It gets exhausting. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's hard, especially when you're shy. But it's so worth it in the end when you're able to, like, get past that shyness and express how you feel about something.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I think it's really important. 100%.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say about networking, I didn't realize it's quite easy now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. Because if you meet somebody or a few people, maybe you worked on them on a past project, mm-hmm. it's not going to hurt to hit them up again.
Yeah, exactly.
And if anything, invite them for an opportunity or ask them about an opportunity mm-hmm. because they're on the same boat as you.
Exactly. Especially us. Like, we're young. We're all trying to, like, develop our careers, you know, like, grow into our career path. So, like, we all need networks. Like, we yes. all need to work together, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's crucial, and I feel like it's hard, but I feel like it's not going to be as hard as it would be in, like, the next 5 years, you yeah. know? Like, I feel like these are the critical stages.
And honestly, networking is not, you shouldn't think of it as, like, who's, like, the best person I know mm-hmm. or, like, vaguely know of. I'm like, think about, like, who do you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, could you contact them? Could you ask them to work with you? Mm-hmm. It's that simple. For yeah. example, my lovely friend Ross, mm-hmm. he designed our podcast logo mm-hmm. and then my personal podcast logo. How did I meet him? Through work, working exactly. at Cineplex.
And sometimes sometimes you're not, like, you'll be speaking to someone and you don't even realize, like, boom, that's a network.
Yeah.
Because, like, you'll just be, like, having a good conversation and be like, oh, I'm interested in this. And you're like, oh, wait, no yeah. way. Like,
and you just ask.
Yeah.
Honestly, you just ask. I got, I actually ended up acting in two of short films and mm-hmm. I got offered for two other short films.
Wow,
JJ. Only because of networking, because, like, they know me through mm-hmm. somebody or, like, I worked on them. I mm-hmm. worked with them on something else.
Yeah.
And they just asked. That's networking right there.
So good. Yeah.
It's all about just like just knowing somebody. If you have someone mm-hmm. in mind, ask them yeah. or invite them to invite them to work on a project with you.
Exactly.
And maybe they know stuff and then again, the mm-hmm. chain gets longer.
Exactly. It's kind of like a transaction, but don't think about it as transactional because that's when it gets weird.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, yeah. My friend said that. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't ever think of it as transactional.
Yeah.
It's more like if you know someone and you think they're down for this, like, down to work with you mm-hmm. on something, there it is.
Exactly. Or if you know someone and you think that they could offer you good advice in a certain area, just send them a message. Like, yeah. you know, don't think about it as transactional. Just think about it as not transactional.
Lovely.
So deep, huh?
But it's true. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, also, this is a reminder, honestly, to ourselves, mm-hmm. stop caring about what people think in yeah. terms of, like, how you present yourself. Don't think too hard about first impressions.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like outgoing people, like, the really outgoing people don't think about it that much, mm-hmm. you know? They just speak.
I love outgoing people.
Right?
I'm just like, wow.
Like, I still believe that one day in my life, I'm going to reach that point. But mm-hmm. I think I could.
Yeah, I think so, too. That's a goal, honestly. It's just so challenging.
I think mm-hmm. in moments where you replay over and over again what you said out loud to, let's say, a group of people, mm-hmm. you need to catch yourself in those moments and be like, no.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. I said what I said, and who cares?
Literally. And half the time, people don't even care. Like, the second you say it, people are probably like, mm-hmm. And then, like, they forget yeah. about it. And also, like Jalen said, stop caring about first impressions. And I agree so much. And I think that also ties into, like, stop caring how people perceive you, whether you're going to
yeah.
see them once or twice. Like, half the time, like, nobody really cares. You know exactly. what I mean? It's all, it's like, it's so weird to say this, but, like, it's all us. It's all us being in our head and thinking too much. But, like, nobody cares. Be you. Do what you want. Wear what you want. Say what you want. Go where you want.
Be yourself unapologetically.
Period. Like, we have one life here, guys. Yeah. You know? That's my thing. I have one life here. I don't want to be hiding in the shadows.
Yeah.
I want my name to ring bells. Ding dong.
Honestly, I spent so much of, like, my youth mm-hmm. hiding in the shadows.
Hiding in the shadows. And for what?
And being ashamed of, like, showing myself, my, like, just, like, being ashamed of speaking my truth and just being myself.
Yeah.
Why, though?
Why? Who cares?
It's a journey, though. It's I'm definitely, like, slowly coming out of it and unlearning mm-hmm. things and learning things, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm glad I've, like, improved a lot since then, but it's still a journey, I feel like.
I agree. Me as well. I definitely see my progress as well, but it's still a journey. Like, I'm able to, like, speak up for myself a bit more.
You are. No, you are, definitely. Yeah. Like, you're so good at that.
Mm-hmm. It's just, like, being in, like, group settings scare the heck out of me meeting new people. Oh, my God. 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 Like, I'm a part of this association, and I haven't been to one event because I'm so scared.
You should go.
I'm so shy, though. Like,
I'll come with you if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, you're allowed to come.
I could
bring friends. I'm so scared, though. I'm just like...
Mm. Wait, it's the way I went on their account the other day, and I'm like, where's Alexis? I'm like, I don't see her, but you need to show your face.
I'm so shy, Gigi. Like, I want to go. Like, everything in me wants to go, but I'm just like... are they gonna like
friend,
me?
Bring a friend. Bring me.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you. At the next event.
Yeah.
You're coming. Like,
no, I will.
You're coming. Because I'm like, wait, are they gonna like me? Are they gonna even know I'm a part of this? Are
literally,
they gonna talk to me? Like,
in these situations, bring a friend if you're allowed to. If
yeah,
you have to.
But then I overthink bringing a friend too. Because I'm like, wait, are they gonna be like, why does she have a friend? I'd be like, you know, like,
who cares?
Brain. Who cares?
Honestly, be like, by the way, I'm bringing a friend.
Yeah.
Don't even ask.
And they openly say, though, they're like, if you want to bring a friend, like, sign them up or, like, get a ticket. And I'm just like,
I'm just here for support. I'm here for the vibes.
Yeah, for the vibes. There's been so many good events that we missed, though. Like, karaoke night.
Literally invite me and we'll go.
So
and then maybe at one point you don't even need me.
It sounds scary. That sounds really
scary.
It's okay. Scary.
Baby steps.
We're gonna go though.
I said this like I said that like 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, she did. She did.
I think I say this like every episode.
Every episode. It's okay. You can't.
But it's true.
You have to take baby steps. You can't just take a. Well, you could take a big leap.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Do what you want.
Do based on your intuition.
Intuition.
Honestly.
Yeah. You judge the situation. You assess, and then you move forward, based on your assessments.
Quote by Alexis.
Quote by Alexis.
Quote that. All right, on to our weekly goals. Woo-hoo. Okay, wait. Do you remember yours? Mine was, okay, yeah, not letting, our last episode was based on boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So mine was not letting saying no to distractions and things that aren't fulfilling me,
mm-hmm.
which I succeeded
mm-hmm.
for the most part. I still procrastinate on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I'm getting really good. I've been pretty good with myself.
Good.
Saying no to distractions.
Good. What's something you said no to?
No TikTok. Especially during the hours where I like do assignments and stuff.
That's hard.
It's because I put a time limit.
Girl, I ignore time limit for the day.
For the day?
For the day. Whole day.
I put for 15 minutes.
Oh, that's so good.
If you catch yourself, like,
mm-hmm.
feeding into distractions or if you catch yourself procrastinating.
Yeah.
In that moment, you got to throw your phone to the side and be like, no, back to work.
Oh, my God. I need to.
It's hard, though.
I need to take a page out of your book. My goal was to say no to a distraction as well.
Okay, how was that?
As we heard, TikTok did not work out.
Oh.
Instagram didn't work out. But I feel like I was asked to go out, and I definitely said no.
As you should.
I definitely said no. I think I had, like, 2 essays to write that weekend.
Mm-hmm. I said no to work. I was like,
period.
Couldn't.
I said no to work, too.
Like, literally could not physically handle that.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to give yourself a break. Put yourself first. My goodness.
Yeah.
Life is rough.
Yeah. Trying to get by.
So?
This week's goal. Oh, my God. I should, like, talk to people. We're like, yikes.
Like, I'm already exhausted just hearing that. Like, my brain is
stop. I think, okay, yeah. Based on my interaction I had yesterday, like, I was literally standing with a group of people
mm-hmm.
that, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I did not once speak or introduce myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I mm-hmm. get put in that situation again soon, I'm going to speak up and be like, hey, by mm-hmm. the way, I'm Jaylen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
or just,
should.
Like, I start a conversation.
You should.
I'm pretty bad at that.
JJ.
I'm usually, like, the one to wait for someone to approach me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, nothing wrong with that, but, like, I should start approaching people if I wanted to.
Yeah. I'm going to try to network with someone, or I've been having this in mind, or reach out to someone that I've been, like, nervous to, like, reach out to. You know, in terms of, like, career opportunities.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a text message.
It never hurts to try.
Yeah.
It's worth a try. What's that? You miss...
Yeah, you miss, like, 99% of the shots that you don't take. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So but that's scary. So true, though.
Yeah.
Can't relate because I don't do that. But it's true.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to call that or send a message to that real estate lady, because I've been wanting to, but I've just been like, wait, what do I say? Like, you know, wait. This is such a side note.
What?
I'm so shy. I'm just remembering that I used to like ask my mom what to say before a phone call.
Same. I still do that.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, mom, or, like, mom, what do I type in the email? And she's like, Alexis, you're 20. And I'm like, I know. She's like, you claim you're an adult, but you're asking me what to say on the phone? And I was like, yeah. And else, what about it?
How else am I supposed to know?
How else would I know? So funny. But yeah. That's my goal. Network with someone.
Yeah, that's a great goal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really scared.
Solid goals. Also, join your event. Stop. Not you taking like an anxious deep breath.
We're having a social, like our the events team, we're having a social on December 16th, so that's going to be an opportunity, because I'm going for sure. Yeah. 100%.
Go.
I'm actually excited because like I'm going to be like forced to not be shy and stay home. So I'm really excited for that, but I'm just really nervous.
Of course. It's normal to have a little bit of nerves.
Yeah.
Before a little party or event.
Yeah. So I'm really nervous.
Okay.
I'm excited. Mixed emotions.
But honestly, just like think about like who could you meet? What a great time you might have. Mm-hmm.
What friends I can make. What
exactly.
What similarities might we share? I'm excited.
Maybe you can network there.
Maybe. I probably can.
You probably will.
I probably will. But I'm just like nervous. But like it's gonna be good. I'm gonna let you guys know after the break.
After the break.
And I'm like, guys, I met like, I have like 4 new friends and like, they're so cool. And like, oh my gosh, I was shy. That's what always happens to me though. Like, I'm always shy, but then like I go and I'm like, oh my God, why was I even scared? I feel like that's my vibe. My mom's like, I told you so.
And I'm like, okay. I can so hear that.
Janelle, you're the most outgoing person. Like, it's easy for you.
So that is it for today's episode, our last episode of season 1.
So sad.
We'll see you soon, though.
See you. Love you guys. Stay safe. Enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy your New Year's.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in...
Keep setting those goals.
Yes. And if you guys are ever dealing with any of these situations that we've talked about, don't be afraid. Re-listen to our episodes, share with a friend,
reach out.
Yes, we want to talk to you guys. Don't be scared. We're nice. We're shy too, you know, so we're not going to be like mean.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just saying whatever right now. No, but for real, reach out to us. We'd love to
for
hear
real.
From you guys. Your secrets are safe.
You're saying like, please reach out to us.
Please.
We need something. Give us anything.
Something.
Give us anything.
What's that TikTok? Anyways, I can't remember. There's a million TikToks.
All right. Bye, lovelies.
Bye. Wait.
What?
Guys, as shy girls, have you seen me and JJ's progression over the weeks? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, our first episode, literally heart beating. Literally couldn't speak.
And we were literally in our rooms.
In our rooms. Recording in the comfort of our own bedrooms. And we were so shy and nervous for what?
To talk to each other like we're not already friends.
But now
look at us
growth period.
All right, guys, that's all
for today. See you lovely people on the next one.
Bye.
This has been Jalen and Alexis with She's Trying to Get By.